The time is 7:09. Tensions between Palestinians and Israelis are dangerously high. Earlier in the week, the bodies of three Israeli teenagers were found in the West Bank. The Israelis say they were murdered by Hamas. Yesterday, a Palestinian teenager was kidnapped and murdered, and the Palestinians blame Israel. I've been talking to our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, about the wider implications of this latest outbreak of violence between the two sides.
First of all, I'm talking to you sitting in Baghdad, and you look across the region, and the region is boiling. And in the last few years, one of the relatively quieter areas has been the front between Israelis and Palestinians. But I think that while it's been a bit out of the headlines, all the old issues have been there. And I think it's also not immune to the kinds of anger that you can see elsewhere in the region. So right around the area, you see all this trouble, and I'm not surprised that things have started to come to a head again between the Israelis and the Palestinians as well.
The Jerusalem Post is writing this morning about the murder of the teenagers, obviously, and it says this: it's another reminder that swathes of Palestinian society continue to be irreconcilably committed to Israel's destruction. Is it the case that it's not just terrorist organizations such as Hamas that are bent on Israel's destruction, but the Palestinian people generally are irreconcilably opposed to the existence of Israel?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think the vast majority of Palestinians are absolutely reconciled to the existence of Israel. What they're not reconciled to is the continuing occupation of land taken in 1967, the growth of the settlements. You know, you've heard all this many times before, and it was interesting as well and telling, I think, to see the mother of the Palestinian teenager who was killed saying Palestinians have no rights. And I think that they feel that there's one law for Israelis and one law for themselves, and that they're never going to be in a better place until they get independence, get their own state. And that, I think, is the prevalent view among Palestinians. And there, of course, there are some who would like to eliminate the Israeli state. I've spoken to them, but the vast majority, I think, are prepared to live alongside it, as long as they can live alongside it as an equal.
Living alongside people is one thing. Are there any other forces beyond Hamas who would weigh into this now, would take advantage or are likely to take advantage of this situation and spread the terror threat wider? Because it's not that long ago, is it, that we in this country were terrified of Palestinian terrorism because it was beginning to affect us directly.
Yes, yeah, certainly back in the 70s, people were very concerned about that. But the mainstream Palestinians have been engaged in various kinds of attempts at peace processes for more than 20 years now. Hamas themselves have talked about a long-term truce while not recognizing Israel's existence and also saying that it should go. They've also talked about a long-term truce. One thing that is interesting is that in recent years, the Palestinians have not been swept up in the jihadist current in the way that other Arabs have. Perhaps that will change. Who knows? I think as well, you've got to look at the calls for vengeance coming from the other side. Senior Israelis have called for rabbis and so on to tone it down because it is heating people up after the huge anger, of course, following the death of those three teenagers. The head, for example, of B'nai Akiva, which is the largest religious Zionist youth movement, called for vengeance, and that's been criticized by Israelis. So the fact is that there are hotheads on both sides, and there are people who aren't reconciled to the other side on both sides. And that's one of the many factors that makes it an incendiary and a difficult situation. And certainly if you talk to Palestinians, many of them speak about a third intifada, a third uprising. And I have spoken to Palestinians who believe only in non-violent resistance, who've said to me, it's only a matter of time before it happens. And if it happens, it'll come because it'll be sparked by something. Now, I don't know if this will be the case on this particular occasion, but what we're seeing, I think, is a very good barometer, an indication of the tension that's there, actually on both sides as well.
Jeremy Bowen, many thanks.